$99, and it sparkles with a diamond.
$199 with a gold heart and a diamond.
And just $499 with a rose gold heart covered in diamonds.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana, on Veterans between Bonneville and West End.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, it helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell for Men's Total Health, and last year I paid them a visit at the clinic. It's in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity Building on Ferran. I went to get tested and see if I had low T to get an overall look at my health. Low T can cause insomnia, brain fog, and overall self-confidence issues. Go get tested. On-site labs give you the results that visit. So with the new year, resolve to get back to being the old you. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Uh-oh. The jump! Off and running. There she is. There he is. You got Richard Jefferson, right? Rachel Nichols. The jump starts here. Hour number three of the Sports Hangover. You're home for Pelicans basketball. They're on a three-game win streak. They're off today. They're not playing today. They play tomorrow as they are getting ready to take on Houston. We spoke with Ty Graffanini a little bit ago. Marlon Faitwright will join us here at 2:15. We'll talk more about the Super Bowl, but and some interesting topics that we were just talking about in the brief little top of the hour break that kind of turns the page to next season. But did you see, Jordan, one of the topics you're going to talk about today on The Jump, and there it is, right next to Rachel Nichols' head. There's a box. It's a graphic. It's Tom Brady holding up the Lombardi from yesterday. Here's the question they're asking. Has he passed Michael Jordan as the greatest GOAT of all time? Not only are you GOATs now, now we're comparing GOATs. Different GOATs. Jordan, is Tom Brady a better GOAT than Michael Jordan? Has he passed Jordan?
I mean, it's close. It's definitely close, but
it's hard to argue the guy isn't the best in his position. Right. I mean, that's the same.
I mean, Tom Brady's the okay. So you have to give him. He is the GOAT of the NFL in history.
You think so?
Has to be.
Okay. Because well, I was going to say what separates, I think, MJ from him was, and again, it's the marketability. More people liked Michael Jordan than Tom Brady, dude. I mean, no, but look, you have to say it. I mean, that's what made him larger than life at that stratosphere. The guy was a marketable, likable, uber competitor. And as you saw in the doc, it wasn't always pretty. Right? But I've said this before on the show. I have this discussion with my wife. I can't stand him. Like, why do you hate Tom Brady? Like, what did he do to you? Did he even play the Saints for years? Or why do you hate, like,
my
friend?
I don't hate Tom Brady.
My friend Roy, who runs French Riviera there. I see him every morning. He's a massive Dolphins fan. You know what he told me the first thing when I saw him this morning? Now y'all know how we feel. Like, if you're a team in the AFC East, I could understand why you hate Tom Brady. Now, the closest thing to that would be the Saints disliking the San Francisco 49ers for several years, right? All they did one decade was just dominate. I get it. You couldn't, and that's what I was saying to Todd. This is I'm not gonna say uncharted because we've been in these charted waters, but it's been a long time that you legitimately, again, Jordan, what did we just do before the top of the hour? Legitimately, we looked at a list of 10 teams in the NFL. It's been a long time that if we want to be honest with one another, the Saints aren't going to be or shouldn't be considered or looked into as a top 10 team going into next season, constructed as we don't know. There is a question mark at quarterback. What players do they have to move on from? They're almost $100 million over the salary cap. What other signings are going to be? So right now, as the list comes out, I'm not ready to tell you they're a top 10 team because I don't know who's going to be back. I don't know who the quarterback is. So Jordan, let's just play that because you and I touched on this at the top of the hour break when the mics were off.
Yeah.
If it's Taysom Hill, if Sean Payton came out yesterday, he was interviewed in the 8-hour pregame show for the Super Bowl. Hey guys, I'm going to give you all a little bit of break. Taysom Hill will start in September.
Everybody should be buckling up.
Okay, so that's your first your first reaction would be buckle up. So you wouldn't put them as a top 10 team with Taysom Hill.
Not just no, hell no.
Okay, so you're going Stephen A's, hell no. Okay, I got you. Now, he comes out yesterday in the 9.5-hour pregame show, right around 9:30, when not a lot of people watch. He goes, I'm going to slip this in. Hey, Jameis Winston's going to be our starter.
It's better.
Okay.
But no,
I'm sorry. You still can't get past the Tampa days and the interceptions and all of that.
The thing is, it would confuse me with what I've been hearing from some people.
This is a valid point. Pay attention,
is people. Everybody, last year, mm-hmm. the Bucs were 7-9,
yes,
all right?
Yes, yes.
Everyone was making fun of him. He was basically the laughing stock of the league with every time the Saints played the Buccaneers. What was your go-to gif?
Mm-hmm.
Eating the crab. Mm-hmm. Eating the crab legs or eating the W.
Right. No one was clamoring.
No one. And right. People were laughing. That's your quarterback.
It is kind of funny that all of a sudden, week and a half,
he's in a Saints uniform, and now he's supposed to be
Savior.
Your Savior.
Savior.
Bring you to the promised land. Right. And
now,
a year under Drew Brees,
yes.
Now he's supposed to be the greatest
just
quarterback
just by watching,
ever.
Absolutely right.
Guess what Taysom Hill has done the past couple years? He sat behind Drew Brees.
I got to give it to you. When he told me that at the top of the hour, I just stared and went, that's actually a valid take. We're going to open up the hour.
I mean, what's the difference?
That's a good point. That's a good
from
point.
What Winston
so
has
let's
done.
Craft it like this. Okay, Taysom Hill has been in the quarterback room with Drew Brees.
Yes, and he's played more games for the Saints.
Has played games, has started games, and has played quarterback, and has actually snapped a ball in a real game.
And we're Saints yeah, fans are right. still concerned about his play
Hill.
On the
exactly
field.
Exactly right. But yet, we're willing to assume growth out of Jameis Winston because of...
He's in the Saints uniform.
He's in the same room.
And he's...
Right.
Spent the year
that's
behind
right.
Drew. Mind
that's
you,
exactly right.
Drew Brees was out for what? 4 weeks with the rib injury?
But because he gets so.
So now you're taking away 4 weeks.
You bring up a valid point. So by eating with Drew, working out with Drew, being at practice with Drew, watching film with Drew, sitting and being in the game and conversing during the game with Drew, that will improve the 30 interceptions, the growth, and all. I mean, it's a valid point.
I mean, that's the main thing
quick.
That frustrates
no,
me.
But you're right, though. We are
on.
So quick as a fan base or media to go, well, I mean, he's been behind Drew Brees. Well, Taysom Hill has as well.
And look, I'm not saying that.
We're not saying
Winston that. Doesn't have, you know, the room to where he can be your next starting quarterback for the long term. But
right.
at the same time, I don't want to hear this take, well, like fans were saying earlier in the playoffs, well, they should have put Winston in the final, you know, half of the game because he could have done a lot better than Drew Brees.
That was
what
kind
have
of
you seen yeah. from Jameis Winston
right.
to prove that?
Yeah.
You're going to sit a future first ballot Hall of Famer mm-hmm. for a guy that you basically called crab legs and eat the W before every game a year before.
And,
but now
and
since
aside
he's in,
from that, yeah. comma, you would have put in front of a guy that's been, here we go, in the same room with Drew and actually have played quarterback and started for you in the season.
Mind you, who you call Fumbleina.
Right. But again, he was also in the same room with Drew Brees. It is a funny statement because you do see that. I think sometimes media members just write that or say that in their piece, don't they? Well, you know, maybe he's been with Drew for a year. Well, so has Jameis or Tamus. See what I did there?
I could sit next to the greatest broadcaster ever and I could still be trash.
I'm glad you said that because I do think you can pick up things. That is true. I think you can pick up habits.
Absolutely.
I think you can pick up approach. I think you can pick up philosophy. I think you can pick up tidbits in leadership style that you do see work. So I do agree with you from that aspect of it. But again, going back to this way too early list that ESPN put out that a Saints fan was upset about, and I'm not picking on her at all. I think she is 90% of what a lot of Saints fans sort of feel here. But I think because of so many unknowns, it's very hard to say that. And my point being is that it's been a while. It's been a while since you felt, ooh, they're not. And it kind of goes to, again, why I say it all the time. We've been spoiled. Because one of the reasons that you would be in top 10 lists year in and year out, Jordan, is why? Your quarterback. Period. So it's odd. It's odd. Because as the season concluded now, yes, there's renewed excitement. Okay, because free agency, draft, OTA, maybe, mini camp, training camp, get to go out there and sweat, do all that stuff, right, Jordan?
All the fun.
You don't know just how good you're actually going to be. Randy, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. How are you? Hello, sir.
Hey, can you hear me, guys?
Yep. How you do?
I'm doing all right, man. Well, I just wanted to ask Trubisky a quick question, man. I heard him, you know, talking about at the end of the playoff game, you know, about Breeze and taking Breeze out for Jameis at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't think it's as much as, you know, we were thinking that, well, at least me, I was thinking that Jameis could be more accurate as Drew at that point in the game. But he was at least somebody, don't you agree, that the defense would say, okay, you know, we can't just sit on the first move and he could throw the ball over our head, right?
Yeah, I agree.
That's an interesting point because, Randy, you can say that you wonder if teams would respect Taysom Hill's passing ability as opposed to Jameis's passing ability per se. And I don't think that would be an inaccurate statement to sort of feel that way. Because again, that's why I go back to that Denver game where you could have helped yourself. You could have helped yourself. A, you would have figured out if the guy can throw or not. B, you could have put that on film, on tape. Hey, wow, this dude threw 30 times and the ball was all over the field. You know, against a team that literally couldn't cross the 50.
And,
you know, I mean?
And with respect to, like, respecting the throw, what did you see in the last regular season game for the Saints against Carolina? Drew Brees
looked great.
Lit it up. It looked like he was in his prime. So teams definitely
see
that. But
he's talking about back and forth, whether it's Taysom or with Jameis. But, and to your point, that's why I said, I mean, Father Time does that. Consistency. One game you'll look good, the other, oh my goodness. Like, I woke up this morning, my knee is sore. I don't know. I didn't do anything. I don't know why my knee is sore. But, Randy, I feel you, man. I think it's one of those things that you always look at, but I think it's probably why. I mean, could you put the Saints in the top 10 teams right now for next season?
Absolutely. No question. I'm going to tell you why. Because even, okay, you take the list of free agents the Saints have, and I mean, I think, you know, besides Trey Hendrickson and some of the guys, they're just going to demand bigger dollars on the market.
Okay.
I mean, you just look at the roster. You just look at the roster that the Saints are going to bring back. And don't even put the starting quarterback there. I mean, the Saints probably have, what, a top two roster. Maybe the Colts are up there with them. But, I mean, you know, the Saints didn't win 13 games a year because of their starters. It was because the starters that were behind them, their depth.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say they're probably, in my book, they're a top 10 team. I mean, with Jameis, for sure. I mean, I don't frown upon Jameis. I think, you know, with Sean Payton, he doesn't run the same style of offense that Bruce Arians does. He doesn't put the ball in harm's way, and he will run the ball a lot more. But, you know, I think that our expectations have to be lowered for sure, especially if Brady already said he's coming back next year. I mean, I would like to see the odds on just the NFC South next year. We definitely, I mean, wouldn't you agree we're not going to be favored to win the NFC South next year, right?
No, that's going to be the Buccaneers.
I mean, they are the defending Super Bowl champs. Again, it'll be interesting, man. Randy's got to hit the break to bring in Marlon, but what are the changes that Tampa's going to make here as well? You know, do they lose some players? Does everybody sort of come back? Obviously, Tom, I don't think you could legitimately say you watch this season and be like, the guy still can't play. I think he definitely has at least one more year in him. I mean, he's made some good throws, man. I mean, right? So, we'll see, man. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate the phone call, man. Barrett on Twitter has chimed in. Sleeping on the Saints. He's not happy with the top 10 list from ESPN. Sport Tango continues next with Marston Marlin Favorite on ESPN New Orleans. Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, the Studebaker Television,
North Korea, South Korea. Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
It is estimated that over 1 million visits are made to emergency rooms each year for suspected concussion from youth sports. A concussion is a brain injury that occurs from a bump or a blow to the head.
If your child experiences a blow or bump to the head during sporting activity, look for the following observable signs. Appears dazed, seems confused, moves clumsily, slowed speech, loss of consciousness, personality change, or inability to recall events prior to or after the hit. Other symptoms experienced by the athlete may include headache, nausea, dizziness, blurred vision, sensitivity to light and noise, sluggish feeling, difficulty concentrating or remembering, confused, or feels out of sorts.
It is important to remember that a concussion is not always associated with a loss of consciousness.
Balance is a reflection of brain functionality. Experts assess an athlete's balance, including postural control and sway velocity. In addition to balance, memory skills, learning, and concentration are also assessed. Baseline testing, often used in professional and collegiate athletics, provides a preseason evaluation of an athlete's abilities. In the event of a concussion, results of a baseline test can be compared to the post-injury testing.
The Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional understands the importance of safety in athletics.
We utilize advanced concussion testing technology called the NeuroCom Balance Assessment System. NeuroCom provides medical experts the information needed for a more objective, accurate, conclusive, and quicker diagnosis of concussion for an athlete's safe return to competition. Testing is conducted at the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center within the Wellness Center of Thibodaux Regional. The baseline testing procedure is the same for all sports. One baseline test per year is recommended. Baseline testing is recommended for athletes of all ages who participate in contact sports. Baseline testing should occur preseason before practices begin. Cost for baseline testing is minimal. Concussion baseline testing is painless, non-invasive, and lasts approximately 10 minutes.
If you are interested in setting up a baseline concussion testing appointment or have questions about concussions, please call the Sports Medicine Center at 985-493-4502, 985-493-4502,
or www.thibodaux.com, www.thibodaux.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit Thibodaux.com.
Good afternoon. afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. At Big Fave 504 is the way to follow Mr. Marlon Favorite, part of the LSU Sports Radio Network, our good friend. We speak during the football season on Mondays and Fridays and chat about everything, including Super Bowl 55. Sir, how are you today?
I'm actually feeling good, Gus, man. This was like a Super Bowl like none other. I went to sleep last night with some confidence in a number of ways that LSU represented it. Now, unfortunately, not every Tiger was able to leave the game happy, but it's what we wanted to see from our folks, man. So I was definitely excited about that and some big-time things that happened in that game.
Let's start there, man. I've been gushing over Devin White today. This was his total 11 tackles, 10 solo against the Saints, 15 tackles, 9 solo against the Packers. Yesterday, 12 tackles, 8 solo, 38 total tackles, 1 forced fumble, 3 interceptions, and a Super Bowl champion. That's an impact, my friend.
That is an impact. Put a stamp on it. Gus, you got to go to my Instagram, at BigFave504 on Instagram as well. And I posted the picture with me and Devin White. And in that picture, I'll never forget, I wasn't smiling before that picture. But we snapped, and he was like, "Hey, man, smile." And I was like, "All right, cool." And we snapped that picture. Just a good personality. Someone who, you know, a leader, playing on the offensive ball, on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of people don't know. That's why his general knowledge is so well, and he can locate the ball the way he does. He's a former running back. But I was like, all I was saying last night, Gus, was, okay, if Tom Brady don't get this MVP, it has to go to Devin White because he did put up those numbers, and that defense played lights out, man. One time for that Tampa defense, they showed up and showed out, Gus.
Yeah, it was crazy when you looked at what that defense was able to do. We had a caller earlier today. I think it was Joel. Was it Joel who was talking about the trenches? The games are won inside of trenches? Or was another? No, it was the gentleman who was coming back, driving back from cashing his ticket over at the Gulf Coast who was talking about the trenches. And I said, "Ooh, Mr. Trenches himself is coming up at 2:15. Marlon, dude, I've never seen what I saw yesterday in a game of that magnitude. You saw, you know, an offensive line that just was battered and didn't have its top guys on there. The Achilles injury in the AFC Championship game really hurt as well. But, dude, Pat Mahomes said hut and then ran for his life.
Just about every play, Gus, I literally lost count.
Well, I'll add this to you. He had 29 pressures out of 49 dropbacks.
OMG. I knew it was well over 20. Wow. Yeah, that is – I've never seen that before. So you have to tilt your hat, and if you don't have a hat, nod your head to Todd Bowles. I mean, he's been criticized for so long about playing cover one basic defense and not being able to do X, Y, Z. And I think a lot of times people undermine how intelligent of a coach Todd Bowles is. Of course, let's put all this cover one, this man-on-man coverage on film, and then come to Super Bowl, we're going to run a ton of sky. We're going to go two zone. It was insane. If Dean was a bit quicker and had, like, Patrick Peterson-type reaction, he had an intercept. I mean, it was just – I was saying to myself, Gus, they're going to have to spend at least their first three picks on the offensive line. It's just Tampa's V-to-V, just adding that pressure, showing he's a first-round nose guard, just pressing up the middle. I mean, I love – in the scheme for all the folks listening, if you're not driving, take out your pen and your pad and draw this up for me. They ran the two interior linemen. So the whole time, I love this type of defense. It's a 3-4 defense, more of a two down lineman look, but it's a 3-4 theme. You have the Ndamukong Suh just dominating in the A and B gap, adding pressure all the time. B to B, who typically they don't use as a run stopper. A pass rusher per se. He added pressure. And Jason Pierre-Paul and Barrett coming off the edge was just insane. I mean, that front four just demolished what was, I thought, the best NFL team this year.
you brought up Vita Vey and Leo, who we have on all the time, talked a lot about that, about the, you know, the fact that he was coming back and how it added and helped there as well. The other aspect of it, obviously, now is you see the difference of a franchise kind of, you know, placing bets here, for lack of a better phrase. They bet on Antonio Brown that he would be a distraction. They bet on Leonard Fournette after it didn't work out in Jacksonville. They bet on bringing in Gronkowski, who had retired. They bet on Tom Brady that he could still sort of do that. When you look at the touchdowns yesterday, they're all involved in them. It's remarkable.
It's insane, Gus. I mean, just the way the game plan, the way that Tampa approached this game, and it's just the way it looks from the outside looking in, Gus, is that Bruce Arians says, you know what, I'm going to sit back and let my coaches coach. Let my players play. Let's let this chemistry grow. Gus, I forgot for a second that New Orleans beat this team twice during the regular season. I mean, Gus, you remove the coronavirus, Tampa's not even in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's that type of never give up. It's that type of start one way, finish another. And I knew from just experience playing with Tom Brady, I knew it, that he was going to develop team chemistry that you and I say this all the time on this show and get those guys in the winning mode. You know, just resurrecting Antonio Brown. You know, it looks like Leonard Fournette was going south as a running back. Hold it down for everybody. Shout out to the entire Gentile 7-1 New Orleans area. Leonard held it down last night. And that's coming love from the West Bank, baby. Hello, somebody. To bring that cat, so now he's Super Bowl ready. I mean, mm-hmm. to bring that back in. And just being able to take Gronkowski. I mean, I thought Gronk was going to be with us. That's doing a little radio and Tom said, let's go do it again. Bad boys for life. That was Tom Brady orchestrating all of that. Gus, 10 Super Bowl appearances.
Yeah.
The lights, the stage, it never looked too big for him. He was out there like it was a preseason game.
He was. He looked very comfortable. And you know what I did like about Tom this year? You got to see outside of that the Patriot way, which is something that Jordan's going to address here coming up a little bit about a point that Max Kellerman made about Belichick and what they did. You actually saw personality from him this year. You saw him posting videos on Instagram, Twitter, of him walking off the field. You know, we got one, let's go. You know, just things that you actually got to see personality from him. Like, you know, him acting out on the field or like yesterday when he comes out there, he's pointing to his family. You hadn't seen a lot of that because the Patriot way was to basically be a robot. And look, it worked. I mean, it worked, right? He got six there. So, but it is different to just sort of see that, you know, from him.
It is, Doug. It is different to see that from him. And you can tell he's having fun. It wasn't that super fun in New England, right? Eric Alexander, he can tell you a little better than I can when he comes on. You're like, you're a robot. You're in the system there. But imagine this, though. Imagine a guy being in the Patriot way, and which is now the Tom Brady way. Hello, somebody. You know, being in that in that deal and then bringing that culture to that locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what Bruce Arians' third year there, right? But being able to have those young players on the team gravitate to the winning attitude. The stage wasn't big for him and Gronk. This is like, hey, they was out there like, hey, this is what we do. Like on some every other year stuff, because that's what it is. They are those, you know, before we could say New England is the Alabama of the NFL, but now it's like, hey, look, let's pay attention to this culture that's grown down here in Tampa. Gus, you called this before anybody else did. You was like, oh, my gosh, they drafted Devin White. And now we see – and that's two players to me, Gus, that I'm surprised that we were able to let go here in New Orleans. Devin White and Deion Jones. And now those guys are like Achilles heel to us now, man. It's crazy, bro. It makes the point. Defense wins championships, baby.
Finally, man, obviously the next season's coming, and I think it's going to be something we'll talk about a little bit more in detail on Friday, man, whenever you want to come in, too, as well. You got to do a rap battle with Jordan, so whenever you want to come in on Friday, man. We're down the street
from you. I'm going to lose
that. Dude, our studio's down the street from, you know, your building right there, dude. But, look, let's just talk about this on Friday, okay? it's for the first time in a while, the Saints even a top 10 team or not, and going into the season, they're not probably going to be the favorite to win their division. It's been a while since we've done that. So, Marlon, as always, thanks, bud. I hear the music. Got to hit it. At Big Fave 504 is the way to follow you on Twitter. And Inside the Trenches, the podcast. Thank you, Marlon.
Thanks, dude. Have a good weekend.
There he goes. We return. More on the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. And the power where they came.
Where you talking about time after time. You're invited to start 2021 right now.
Right now.
On the new Toyota of your choice at Homa's number one dealer, Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Start browsing our online prices at GregLeBlancToyota.com for low online prices. You can get your top dollar trade-in value and low monthly payments with the click of a mouse. It's just that easy. If you're a new or returning customer, our friendly staff at Greg LeBlanc Toyota will make you feel right at home. Remember, when you go to Greg, you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Homa's number one new car dealer. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
In our current COVID-19 climate, it's time to think differently about employee health, and Terrebonne General Medical Center's Workplace Readiness Team is here to help. With over 65 years of trusted leading-edge experience, we are here to provide the resources you need to keep your workforce healthy and prepared with COVID-19 testing, employee health risk screenings, cleaning protocols, a nurse hotline, and much more. A healthy workforce is a productive workforce. Schedule your workplace readiness assessment by calling 850-6214 or visit tgmc.com.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
A heart inside a crescent moon?
Yes, and I Love You to the Moon and Back is engraved inside.
The Moon and Back pendant is just $99, and it sparkles with a diamond.
$199 with a gold heart and a diamond.
And just $499 with a rose gold heart covered in diamonds.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana, on Veterans between Bonneville and West End.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Wonder if he's reeking of champagne, still full of confetti. Mr. Leo Haggerty of Sports Magazine from Tampa. Sir, how are you? Congratulations. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers are world champions. How you doing, man?
I'm just surviving right now, Gus. It was a long evening, to say the least. It was a very profitable one. And I tell you what, a lot of people were surprised with the outcome. I was not.
Yep. Bet you about that as well, Leo. Look, we've had different takes this morning on this show. Jordan, our intern here, blamed Pat Mahomes, called him a choke. Patrick, go homes. Go ahead, tell Leo why you think that was the case last night.
What do you mean that it was just the case? He couldn't get in the end zone.
That's what it was, yes. Apparently the streaker in his mind got in more times than Patrick Mahomes. I said it's what I saw this postseason. It's Devin White, man, and the linebacking core of the defense. He's had 38 tackles, a forced fumble, two interceptions. Devin White and that D just played out of their minds against three really good offenses and quarterbacks. So, and of course, Brady didn't make mistakes. He played, what, in four playoff games? Three of them, he didn't throw an interception. When you look at it all, would you say it's kind of a totality, or why are the Bucs world champs in your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what. They got a little bit lucky, Gus, and I'm going to tell you why. Going into the game, and I texted you this before it even started, both starting offensive tackles were out for Kansas City, so they're trying to replace them with backups. And I said, if they can't block the edge guys, if they can't block Shaq Barrett, JPP, all of a sudden Kansas City's going to have to bring Kelce in to help. That throws the timing off completely. This, for Todd Bowles, was a defensive coordinator's dream. He sat in a two-high all game long, and he could get pressure with four guys. That was it. And, I mean, you turned Lavonte David and you turned Devin White loose. They just were all over the field, both of them. And this game literally and figuratively was over in the first quarter because Kansas City couldn't block the edge. They had to try to keep people in, and the Bucs said, you're not getting beat. So Tyreek Hill became a non-factor.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, Patrick Mahomes was running for his life
all game long,
was getting hit, still trying to make plays. But, Gus, I said this to you, that there's one old coaching adage. The game is won or lost in the trenches. When you look at the matchups on both of those teams, the glaring one that came out was the Bucs offensive line and the Bucs defensive line, head and shoulders above Kansas City. Everything else was good, and Kansas City couldn't run the ball. They didn't even try. I think the first seven plays were passes, and it was just not going to happen. And, Gus, I'm going to give you an interesting thing here. 80% of the money in Vegas came in on Kansas City. Why didn't the line move? You know why the line didn't move, Gus? Because Vegas thought the Bucs were going to win, and they were very happy for Kansas City money to win.
As always, Leo, we've had fun going back and forth throughout the season, seeing who were the better team and who was playing better. And look, since that bye week, the Bucs just seemed to improve every week. And I think that was something that Bruce Arians spoke about last night when it came to Tom Brady. Not only what he brought every week, but the guys around them got better too. I mean, would you have thought Gronk would have had two touchdown catches yesterday?
No, not at all. I thought he may have had one, but forget about that too. Antonio Brown has one. So yeah, I mean, they've got guys who didn't play a whole lot for them, but give credit to the Bucs. And again, Gus, I said they were a little bit lucky. The last three games they played, New Orleans, Green Bay, and Kansas City, were teams they had played during the season. That's huge because you can't assimilate speed off a film. They knew exactly what they were getting in New Orleans, Green Bay, and in Kansas City. They didn't have to guess. They didn't have to extrapolate. It was there in front of them. And Brady, I'll tell you what, I think there's one thing we can put to bed now. It's not the Patriot way. It's the Brady way. He came in and basically Bruce Arians gave him the keys to the car. He said, go ahead and drive it, Tom. And he did. And he basically put these people on his back. And other than the Green Bay game, he was a magician back there.
Let me ask you this, just because I don't know, and maybe some Saints fans are listening here as well. We all know the amount of decisions the Saints need to make. How do the Bucs look next season? Is, I don't know, Devin White a free agent? No, you know what I'm getting at. Not that I'm trying to get him out of there. No, I know. But what is the situation with, like, Leonard Fournette, Antonio Brown? That was what, a one-year deal. What's Fournette's deal? I mean, I can't imagine Gronk comes back. But how different would they be next year with some of those names that I just mentioned?
Well, you know, it's funny because Bruce Arians said he's coming back. Brady said he's coming back. Gronk said if Brady's back, he's coming back. Well, the big problem right now is you got Chris Godwin. That's going to demand big money. Now, this receiving core is deep. I mean, Tyler Johnson may be able to step in and do exactly what Chris Godwin does. They don't want to lose. They want to try to keep their core guys together. And Fournette's a big thing. I think they're going to have to franchise somebody. And, you know, Gus, that doesn't sit right with players. But if you can keep these guys intact, this is a pretty good unit. And it's a really young unit on defense. I mean, other than Lavonte David, you've got young guys all over the place. In the secondary, you've got And that's Devin White. I don't know what it is. He reminds me so much of Derrick Brooks in the sense that the ball finds him. And wasn't it apropos that the last interception just bounces into his hands and he enjoys it?
Mm-hmm. Look, man, it's going to be interesting to see what the offseason can kind of go into. But because of what Brady did with the Bucs, you saw what the Rams and Lions did. And there, Jason LaConfora just put out a story on CBSSports.com that, you know, could the Seahawks be listening to Russell Wilson offers? An already wild quarterback offseason carousel. He lists the Saints as one of those teams that should at least make a phone call and see if Russell Wilson is available to come in on something like that. He has the Raiders, Miami, the Jets, the Bears, of course. The Cowboys, it's nuts when you think of this offseason, what it's going to be like. Could he be one of those quarterbacks to say, you know, maybe it's time to get out of Seattle?
Well, if I'm Russell Wilson, I got to get somebody in front to block. I mean, they're like swinging gates up front. So, yeah, if I want to extend my career a little bit, either Seattle has to, you know, make a commitment to get some offensive linemen or, you know, I may want to get out. And you know what, Gus? Right now, with the quarterback carousel going on, Deshaun Watson's probably going to end up someplace else. The thing is, you are getting three or four really good quarterbacks come out of college every year now. So, I mean, look at Miami. They're talking about getting rid of Tua right now. So it's a very, very short lease for quarterbacks. I don't know. I don't think there's a team around that is not going to listen to a trade rumor, especially if you can get two or maybe three first-rounders in the offing. I mean, look at Carson Wentz. They're talking about trading him for two number ones, and Carson Wentz had a terrible year. Why? They were playing with their fifth and sixth offensive tackle. It wasn't next man up. It was let's find a man to come up. And that basically made him gun-shy. Mm-hmm. And that just can't happen.
Leo, the other interesting aspect of it is what this offseason is going to bring in terms not only this division, but everywhere else. And look, the Saints are going to have to make some moves in the offseason and free agency, but also draft picks. What do you make of the story, though? Was it yesterday, Jordan, that came out of maybe perhaps more discipline on the Saints because of the Alvin Kamara situation and so many different reports there where he just didn't want to wear the traceable aspect of it. But look, I mean, there's people speculating that they could take away another draft pick from this team based on this and increased speculation. Do you think it's warranted? Think the NFL's going a little bit too far here? Or is this another case of, well, they tried to tell you and you didn't listen?
I think the NFL's going way too far. And again, Gus, I'm asking this question, and I wrote about this in my column a week ago. If they trust the testing they're doing, everybody on that sideline, including the coaches, tested negative. Why are we worried about those guys wearing a mask? They're all negative. I think the NFL's testing procedure is bogus. I think they've got guys that are showing up as negative that may be positive. That's why they're telling these guys to wear masks. I don't think you should take away a draft pick. Dear God, you're in the middle of a pandemic. If somebody screws up, they screw up. But should it cost them a draft pick? Yeah, maybe their second, seventh round pick. I mean, come on. This is something that you need to let go. Look at what happened last night. I mean, our poor teachers in the Tampa Bay area are scared to death to go back to school today. I don't know if you saw the pictures of the celebration, but weren't a whole lot of masks, weren't a lot of social distancing, and team members were doing the same thing. I guess they figure once the season's over that nothing mm-hmm. can happen. The NFL, Gus, needs to sit down and say, hey, look, we got through this year. Because if we're doing this same thing at SoFi Stadium next year, there may be some owners who are really looking at maybe selling what they got because the NFL makes money. It's the golden goose, but it didn't make a lot of money this year because they couldn't put fans in.
Leo Haggerty, as always, man, appreciate the time, sir. Enjoy the Super Bowl victory, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you this weekend, huh?
What's this weekend? Oh, South Florida. No, it's a couple of weekends. Couple of weekends. The 19th.
Oh, they back it up again? My Lord.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. Where am I supposed to be? This? Which wouldn't have been, like, you know, your issue. I forget things all the time. So, yeah, it's the 19th, sir.
Exactly.
I'll text you. I'll let you know, my friend.
All right. I'll see you then, Gus. Hey, travel safe, and whenever you need me, let me know.
Sounds good. Leo Haggerty, as always, joining us throughout the season, Jordan. It's going to be interesting when we look at it. But, yeah, I didn't even got to that yet.
I also want to bring up what Roger Goodell did or didn't do.
What? What are you talking about?
Yesterday.
No, the comrade can do what he wants.
Hypocrisy at its
finest. No, no, no. He is the prime minister. He can do whatever he wants. Dictate.
Talk about it more.
Sports Hangover wraps it up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Katnia.
You know what's odd? Jordan, normally...
What?
I'd be like, we got a week and a day for Mardi Gras. It's so odd. I know.
I got my mind off of it, and now you brought it up.
Jefferson Parish tweeting, garbage and recycling collection will run as scheduled on Mardi Gras Day. Does that mean we have to work? We're doing a show in Mardi Gras, I guess. Yeah, See? Now you know. It stinks. There's no parade and there's no nothing. Come on, COVID, go away. I want me some P-rates. All right, so what do you think, honestly?
About the Saints situation? Yeah, or
to you and to the Reds. So Tom Pelessero, Ian Rappaport yesterday tweeting that the Saints, again, are about to face some discipline violations. Jeff Duncan tweeted right after this. The Saints have known this for a couple of weeks.
Correct.
This goes back to the Alvin Kamara testing positive situation. The league believes that basically it led to that. In short, a non-team personnel or person was in the area and on campus at the facility that was not tier one. So further discipline is coming.
Awesome.
So I guess here's what I'm getting at. I mean, you were penalized by not having your player already, and several others. Remember, they went to Carolina and didn't have a running back.
Yeah,
so you had to deal with that already. You don't like the stigma that it's presenting. And also, it's hard to sit there weeks after this occurred and say that you're going to, you know, then discipline the Saints when, oh, I don't know what happened yesterday.
Yeah, so Roger Goodell went up and presented the Vince Lombardi trophy to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And while he was up there, I saw this live, and I just kind of saw what other people were saying on social media. And he went up there without any face mask on him. It might have been in his pocket, but you can't be that much of a hypocrite. And, like,
so either, you think it's either, hypocritical?
Either you, no matter what side you're on about the whole mask situation, I mean, if you're in the situation where you're fining players, and you're taking away money, and you're making players sit on the bench for not following protocol,
but
and then you're on the biggest stage in the NFL of the NFL season, and you go up there, present the trophy, and you don't have a mask
In fairness, Tom Brady didn't have his mask on.
Well, no.
Bruce Arians, when he spoke, pulled his mask down. The owners of the Buccaneers.
Tom Brady and the owners aren't the commissioner of the NFL enforcing all of these
rules.
But
they were doing an interview. They're talking. But you still think you should have done it with the mask. Jim Nance had it on, but remember, he's not part of the testing and all that, I guess. I don't know. You just think it's a bad look.
No, I don't. Honestly, like, leave whatever you think about the mask out of the conversation. Like, it doesn't matter what I think. It's just the thought of how much of a hypocrite he is for everything that he's done.
There's nothing I can say to...
Okay. No, because it doesn't matter if I agree with the mask or if I don't agree. Okay. It's just hypocrisy at its finest.
You're angry. Josh, you got about 2 minutes. What you got?
Losing a draft pick that no one's talking about. We're the only NFL franchise that actually posted on our social media account of us doing these infractions. So, yeah, we can nitpick all we want, but we literally posted on the internet of us doing it. Hence, why we're getting the biggest fines, because we're just that dumb enough to do that. I don't understand it. And Drew Brees didn't have a mask on either when he was leaving the field. So I agree with you, Jordan. It's either one way or the other. I do have two questions for you real quick. Let y'all get to it. I understand today everybody's going to say Mahomes didn't have an offensive line, blah, blah, blah. This is the culmination of the worst year ever for Saints fans. Tom Brady literally did the greatest feat in sports history. Yes, he had a great defense. I totally understand it. He was the most efficient downfield passer in the league of passes over 20 yards. I can't remember the last time Brees threw 20 yards. But I got one more thing for you, fellas. Rumors coming out, Mike Evans, the unselfish wide receiver, will be taking a pay cut to keep other players on the team for the next season. Thoughts on that compared to our Michael Thomas, who has 7 catches in the last 2 games and $100 million in the books? Thank you, fellas.
There he goes. Josh, you know, I kind of feel about that in terms of Michael Thomas. I could, you know, you can call me and argue with me if you'd like. I'm exploring what I could get for him.
I agree.
I said that weeks ago. I do want to add with this, Josh. There are going to be some interesting decisions and moves. And what Tom Brady did isn't, I mean, think about it, right? Come in and win the whole thing, man. And again, Jordan, we touched on it, man. 4 playoff games, only one he threw interceptions in, and that was Green Bay. And again, Mike Evans had a bad second half. He kept touching balls and not catching them. But in the first half, he was dropping dimes. He drew a bomb in Lambeau where
Lambeau Field, guys cannot go in.
I'm so tired of that.
You can't throw the football.
Oh, remember, didn't I joke that week? The week before, literally the week before, Buck Saints. Well, you can't win. It's Tom Brady. Can't beat Tom Brady. Yeah, I know, but no. But it's Tom Brady. Remember, all week you heard the Saints can't win because of Tom. You didn't get good quarterback play, and the defense still waiting on you, the D-line. But that's fine. We can say it was the legend of Tom Brady can't be beat. Hours after that game ended in which the Saints lost, no one can beat Aaron Rodgers because it's cold. You know, it's upstairs. It's in Lambeau. I mean, don't mind the fact that Aaron Rodgers can't win an NFC championship game. No. Remember, I came on the show and I asked, well, what happened to the legend of Tom Brady? Brady can't lose because it's the postseason leading into the Saints game. Leading into the Packers game, no, you can't. Can't win at Lambeau. It's cold. And I'm like, you do know the guy played in New England in the snowstorms. I mean, right? It's not like he played in Tampa his entire career. Tom Brady went to Michigan, and he played in New England in snow. The Tuck rule came in the game against the Raiders where there was snow. That can't win. Sometimes the sports national media make these narratives that are just a joke. One of those, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Ahead.
I made this.
Harry, you got 2 minutes.
Wait, I'm trying to find it.
Here's Max Kellerman.
Does. I know that Brady left the cupboard bare. I made that argument. And I always thought it was more Belichick. I was sure it was more Belichick. Mm-hmm. But now I have to admit, I have to wonder, was it in fact more Belichick? Clearly, I wasn't giving Brady enough credit.
Oh, there it is. There's a narrative for the entire offseason.
Did I say that 2 weeks ago?
You're really going to take this as a pat on your back?
I am taking it as a pat on my back.
You're patting yourself on the back on
this. I'll take it one step even further, Gus.
Go ahead.
Sean Payton, what about his legacy when Drew Brees is gone?
What? Really? Really?
Was he riding the coattail of Drew Brees?
Did you not pay attention at all to my show last week?
I'm joking.
You need both.
I'm joking. Oh, my God. Tom Brady didn't.
Stop it.
I'm joking. Todd, I already see Todd's name pop up on my phone.
Exactly.
I'm joking.
Exactly. Here we go.
Jesus. Hasn't even been 5 seconds since I said it.
So if they miss the playoffs next year, though, right? It's all Breeze, no Peyton?
No.
Huh? What if they win the Super Bowl next year with Jameis Winston? All Peyton, no Breeze? Huh? Is that what we're going to do now?
Was all brake, no gas? Or all gas, no brake?
In all honesty, though, I mean, it's incredible when you think about it. If that were to happen, let's say Jameis Winston's the starter, they win the Super Bowl, you would have, like, in back-to-back years, new starters with different teams winning the Super Bowl. I mean, you're still building the statue for him, right, Drew? If Jameis wins the Super Bowl next year?
What if Tom wants another one?
Stop it. What makes you think it can't happen, Jordan? He's coming.